You are listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Around the world, local and national leaders are making tough decisions about the mechanics of reopening their economies, even as coronavirus cases and deaths continue to rise in many places. In Italy, which has had the longest lockdown in Europe, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte laid out plans for a staged easing of the country's restrictions. More than 26,000 people there have died after becoming infected with COVID-19. 260 new deaths were reported yesterday, and that's the fewest since March 14th. Here's BBC Rome correspondent Mark Lowen.
Europe's worst-hit country now has a roadmap to reopening. The lockdown imposed 7 weeks ago today will start to ease next Monday. From then, bars and restaurants will offer takeaway, parks will reopen, people will be able to visit family and travel within their region, and they'll be able to exercise outside again. Funerals will be allowed to resume, though with a maximum of 15 people attending. Athletes will be permitted to train on their own, and manufacturing, construction and wholesale businesses can restart. 2 weeks later, libraries and museums will reopen, and sports teams will be able to practice together. The 1st of June is when hairdressers, beauty salons, restaurants and cafes are planned to reopen. Schools, though, will remain shut until September. Social distancing will be enforced, and for some activities, face masks will be mandatory. Italy is starting to unlock, but it could take years to recover.
That was Mark Lowen with our editorial partner, the BBC. Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.